Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Parents of newborns at two hospitals in Boston will be able to take part in a pilot program to study the ethical and medical consequences of sequencing a baby's DNA. In a study called BabySeq, a research team from Brigham and Women's and Boston's Children's Hospitals will study DNA sequencing in newborns. One of the lead researchers in this project is Dr. Robert Green. Dr. Green, thanks for being with us this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Well, tell me, what's the purpose of this study? What do you hope to learn from this, and what kind of implications might it have in pediatric medicine?
Well, my co-director, Dr. Alan Beggs, and myself hope to understand whether sequencing newborn babies is a good idea. You know, it's very appealing at one level. The DNA sequencing can tell you a whole lot of information about a condition that a baby already has, or a condition that a baby might get sometime later in childhood or even adulthood. And yet there are a swirl of questions surrounding this kind of use of DNA. So really, we're trying to put this together in a way that will allow this to be used safely and efficiently in the future if it turns out to be a good thing.
Give me an example of something that you might detect in a newborn that could pose some real issues, because maybe it wouldn't develop later in life. What do you think are some of the ones that are most concerning for you?
Well, sure. So some of the easy ones are cancer predisposition syndromes. There are rare mutations, quite a few of them, that suggest that there will be a childhood cancer. Now, telling a family about this is clearly something that's to the baby's advantage if it's real. But if it just means that your baby is more likely to develop cancer than another baby, and if you have to tell it to an awful lot of people in order to catch one or two cancers, you might be doing more harm than good. People worry that if you tell parents that your newborn baby has a genetic mutation that might result in one of these diseases, that it could even change the quality of parent-child bonding. So this is something that needs to be approached with a lot of caution, a lot of consideration, a lot of monitoring before DNA sequencing sort of gets popularized without any research at all.
And you think that this is desperately needed?
I really do, because this is an introduction of a whole new technology. It's as if we had just invented x-rays and we didn't really know how to use them. And when you get the film, you don't want to be afraid of every shadow. You've got to figure out a process for when to use it, what's the appropriate way to read it. So I think we're very privileged to be one of the first groups funded to look at whether we roll out newborn sequencing, and if we do, how we do it in a constructive way.
Dr. Robert Green, medical geneticist from Brigham and Women's Hospital, and his co-director, Dr. Alan Beggs, plan to do some DNA sequencing of about 500 babies in Boston. Dr. Green, thanks for being with us.
You're very welcome.